This is an opportunity to talk about a dramatic story. If you have, it's from Sharei Oraz, highlights of the Daf Shavua, Yevamot Mem Aleph. The Gemara speaks as about the Mishnah, actually, on Mem Aleph, and Aleph speaks about the following halacha, that you can a Yevama does not do either Chalitza or Yibum until 3 months have passed. And for a very simple reason, the reason why you do Yibum or Chalitza is if they doesn't have a child. Well, how do you know she doesn't have a child? So you have to wait the 3 months, the 3 months to see if she's pregnant or not. We find in the Chumash with Tamar, after 3 months is when you know and that she's pregnant. Obviously, we know that from experience as well. So here's a dramatic story that I just wanted to share. It's good to record this one. Rabbi Teitz told me about his father, Pinchas Teitz. This is the first year of his Rabbanut as a young man. And very unbelievable that he had this rabbinic smarts to do this right at the beginning. So a man had died and have children. So the wife needs chalitza. Ashkenazim only do chalitza. Problem is, there's only one brother, and that brother was married to a very anti-religious woman. Very anti-religious. In fact, she was a non-Jew. Now, this was 1935. In those days, intermarriage was rare. And this woman was a very strong woman, very strong-minded woman, and bitterly anti-Jewish and anti-religion. She would not permit her husband to do chalitza under any circumstances. So how did Rav Pinchas Teitz deal with this? We dealt with this. What a story. What he did is as follows: that he made Rabbi Teitz at the kavura, the burial of the brother. He made the brother, surviving brother. He opened up the casket and he made the surviving brother take the hand of his brother and swear to him, swear that he's going to do chalitza after the 91 days. He has to wait the shoshach of Sheochana. I have to wait the 3 months to make sure that the wife's not pregnant. Because otherwise she wouldn't need, if she was pregnant, she doesn't need Yibum or Chalitza. So he swear that he's going to give her Chalitza. Swear. And he swore. He swore he did it. And unbelievable, at the gravesite. That was an amazing thing to do. Came the 3 months later, the wife was all upset, wouldn't let him do it, but at the end of the day, he said to his wife, "Look, I swore I can't take. I swore on my dead brother's body. I can't not do. I can't honor that oath, that solemn oath." So Rabbi Teitz was smart. He took it. He seized advantage of the moment. You know, that high emotional peak, that's low emotional peak, the nadir, so sad, and he made a solemn promise, and it's still fresh 3 months later, and they did the chalitza right away. And they got the chalitza. Now, where did Rabbi Teitz learn this from? Of course, he learned it from Yaakov. He said to Yaakov, to Yosef, Shavali, swear to me, you're going to get out of Mitzrayim this way, as Rashi explains, that Yosef will be able to go to Paro, ask permission to take Yaakov to bury him, and Paro's of course going to say no, but then Yosef's going to say, but I swore to him. Okay, like you swore, that's already something else. Kasher Yishpiaka, the way you were sworn, that's it. You must honor the Shavua. Even Paro agreed to do that, and so too the anti-Jewish, anti-religious wife had to agree because of the swearing. It's quite a very, very powerful story. And sof maaseh makshavah tchila, you got to think ahead, got to be smart, out of the box, and sometimes bold action will save the day. Quite the story. Wishing everybody a week full of bracha and briyut. Tizkur shanim rabot.